From the Chapel of El Pilar to the Holy Doorway. The most interesting feature of the Chapel of El Pilar is the 18th century marble altarpiece, on which we can see the two patron saints of Spain, the Virgin of the Pillar, or El Pilar, and the Apostle St. James, who's kneeling at her feet. According to legend, the mother of Jesus was still alive when in the year 40 AD, she appeared to the Apostle on the banks of the River Ebro. The Virgin Mary wished to encourage the saint in his task of preaching, which had apparently been rather unsuccessful so far. She told him not to cease in his endeavor, as Christianity would eventually triumph in Spain. Take a look at the octagonal vaulted ceiling, which is made of finely carved stone. If you'd like to admire the ornate praying statue on the tomb of Archbishop Monroy, you'll have to look upwards, closer to heaven than to earth. By the way, the shells on the saint's cape are fossils. The next chapel is known as the Chapel of Mondragon. It gets its name from the clergyman who founded it, not from the town in the Basque Country. In it, you can see an unusual descent from the cross over the altar, with almost life-sized terracotta figures, and which dates from 1526. Next, we come to the Chapel of St. Peter, which retains its Romanesque structure almost intact, although partly hidden by the Baroque altar. If you continue in the same direction, you'll reach the Holy Doorway, the outside of which can be seen from the Quintana facade. The statues are by Master Mateo, and were part of a stone choir that's now in the museum. This chapel is only opened in Compostelan Holy Years. The next chapel is that of El Salvador, or the Savior. It's the only one that's rectangular to fit the central space in the ambulatory.